and you are listening to the Texas Standard. We're supposed to be a business-friendly state, and it's not that way anymore. That grim assessment from the Texas director of the National Federation of Independent Business, now that one of Governor Abbott's priority issues for the legislature appears to have fallen apart, left standing are ordinances in Dallas, Austin, and other Texas cities forcing private businesses to offer paid sick leave. Allie Morris is covering this story for the Hearst newspapers, including the San Antonio Express News and the Houston Chronicle. Allie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly happened yesterday? How was it that this legislation, which was designed to crack down on these sick leave policies, ultimately fell apart?
Yeah, well, it was kind of an anticlimactic end. As you mentioned, you know, at the start of the legislative session, Governor Abbott was touting this policy to business chambers around the state, you know, promising that they wouldn't have to face a patchwork of, you know, sick leave regulations from city by city. And ultimately, what we saw happened to so many bills is that this legislation never got scheduled for a House vote by the deadline. And so it never even received a vote on the House floor. So while the Senate had moved it through, it just kind of died a quiet death without any action from the lower chamber.
It seemed like some big businesses or big business groups had originally backed this bill, but then they lost interest in supporting it. What happened?
Yeah, so, you know, this bill became kind of marred in controversy when some original language that would have protected cities' non-discrimination ordinances that are meant to protect, you know, minorities and LGBTQ Texans in the workplace was removed from the bill language. And, you know, a lot of advocates became pretty concerned and said this might mean that it could unravel some of these non-discrimination ordinances. Even though the bill's author said that wasn't true, you know, that opinion gained a lot of traction, and some big businesses, Apple, Facebook, joined this coalition that came out against this bill and some others as being potentially discriminatory toward the LGBTQ community in Texas.
Very interesting, though. I was reading your story in the San Antonio Express News, and it seems like that the position of big business wasn't necessarily held by some smaller businesses, restaurants, mom and pop places, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you know, that fight was pretty interesting because the business community as a whole has been pretty united behind this legislation. You know, I think there's about 4.3 million Texans that don't have paid sick leave, according to some recent reports. And small businesses are afraid, you know, that if they're forced to comply with this, they've said it might mean they would have to cut other benefits, maybe even cut employees. And so, as you mentioned, you know, the some smaller business groups have really warned that this could be devastating for them if cities are allowed to keep putting these policies in place. And of course, work groups say, you know, well, paid sick leave is really important because if you're a parent and say your child is sick and can't go to school that day, you don't want to risk, you know, potentially being fired or, you know, having to choose between staying with your child.
And I guess some conservatives have said we'll wind up with a patchwork of ordinances compelling some cities, not compelling others.
Right. And, you know, I think the business groups say we just want this to be regulated at a statewide level. But what we didn't see this session is, you know, any kind of statewide policy that would address this issue other than this bill that would simply strike down paid sick leave policies in cities.
Seems like this would be a rather big blow for Governor Abbott because this was one of his legislative priorities. And yet there's a saying among those who are longtime politics watchers in Texas that nothing is over until sine die. I wonder what's your take on it? Is it possible that this could come back to life somehow?
You know, there's definitely progressive groups that are warning, you know, they're not saying it's over until it's officially over. So they're watching to make sure that it doesn't get amended or come back on another bill. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there were some efforts to do that because, as you mentioned, this was really a big priority of both the business community, which tends to hold a lot of sway at the legislature, and among Republicans across the board.
Allie Morris has been covering this story for the Hearst papers, including the San Antonio Express News and the Houston Chronicle. We'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Allie, nice to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.